So when we talk about keeping all the doors for metal enjoyment open, isn't it useful to prepare for emergencies? Like in company, when we plan, if plan A doesn't work, then plan B, plan C is there. Yes, that is possible, but there's a difference. When a company also has plan A, plan B, plan C, when they decide to adopt plan A, they commit to plan A. And if plan A doesn't work, then they go to plan B. But when people are averse to commitment, they simply want the enjoyment over there, but they're not ready to have any commitment at all. So aversion to commitment basically means that I want to get whatever pleasure I can out of a particular thing without having to put in anything. It's like, if two armies are fighting a war, they decide we are going to attack from the left flank. And that's the plan. Now, if they have too many troops on the left flank, they have too many weapons there, they may decide, we'll retreat and we attack on the right flank. That is fine. Having alternative courses of action is fine. But when we have chosen a course of action, we have to commit ourselves fully to it. It is not if, actually in armies also they say that if you're going to fight a war, you should burn the bridges. That means if you're going to cross a river and attack the enemy, that if the bridge is there in between, then always a thought will be there. In case we can't win, we'll always flee. But if you burn the bridges, then the soldiers know that the only way we can live is if we win. Otherwise, we're going to die. And they'll fight wholeheartedly. So it's not necessary that we always have to burn the bridges. But the point is that any option that we pursue, there has to be commitment. And quite often, the aversion to commitment means we want to just fool around and dabble in various things without really, in a serious way, pursuing anything. That's the difference. Does that answer your question? Yeah.
Second.